Can you just see you, right?
Yes, just you, just me.
Okay, good. $2.
When you do it, do I have to go on and share it to my page, or can you share
Yeah,
it?
you know, when I try to share it to your page, it doesn't, you don't let me share to your page.
Oh, you know why? Because I don't let people
Share. Oh, okay.
post on my page like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, Molly, I don't see her yet.
She said, "What does the ID and link name?" She's coming from her phone.
The ID and link, there's just she just don't, if she may have to put her name in there, that's about it. She should just be able to pop right on. And if she
Submit.
hit it the right link, if she hit the link, you know, the top video link.
Because she's doing it from her phone. I
Yeah.
mean, I'm finna go.
Hello, dear.
Hey dear, he said, okay, you coming from your phone, right?
Right.
Just
You know,
hit the top
you see
link.
the
Just
Zoom?
yeah, if you come to me and I get a message saying Zoom and I just click on it, I don't see anything. I even went into my Zoom to join, but I would need a ID or a link.
Yeah, normally you shouldn't need anything if they just go back to the email. Tell them to go back to that email. Go back to the original email I sent.
Yeah.
I wasn't included in the email.
Yeah, in the very
Oh,
top.
yes. At the very top, you're going to see a blue address or something, you
Yeah.
know, inside the body of the email. And
Okay, I'm in the email now. It says, "Hey, dear, please confirm you received." Okay, that, hold on a second. Let me go down to, I see bold, beautiful, bold, your Gmail.
oh, no.
oh, you know what? I don't think
This is
she
coming
has.
from a Zoom link. That was that what you're looking at is something that I said. Okay, so hold on. He
Hold
may or
on.
not, he may or not have gotten.
You know what? What's her? You know what? Since she's going on her phone, I'll just send it to her phone.
He's gonna send it to your phone.
Okay, give me
Okay,
one
that's
second.
a,
Give me one second here.
I'm gonna ask you to give me hold on. Hold on. Hold on one second,
Okay.
please.
What's the what's
Okay.
the phone number?
Give me your phone number because I can't see it from what I
678.
678 699-0057.
Okay. And let me see. I'm just going to send it to her now. 1 second. Okay. Boom. I just sent it to her phone.
Okay. I'll look for it.
You say Justin.
Did she get it?
Okay. I do see something just popped up. Yes. I'm going to now click on that meeting.
I'm going to hang up on you now. Okay, sis? All right.
Sounds good.
Okay. Bye-bye.
There she goes.
Perfect.
Okay. Should be able to share. Got
to be shared, okay. Yeah. I see her popping up.
All right. Now you just now she just has to set up her her mic and turn the camera on and she'll be in business.
Hello.
Okay. We're here. I hear.
Hey, let's see. Are we there?
Yeah.
Hello. Now I don't see you. You disappeared on me.
You don't well, see.
Uh-oh, now she disappeared.
Yeah, she turned her mic off.
My mic is still on. Yeah,
I see you now. See us now, both of us.
There we go.
Yep. Okay. Praise God. All right.
Bye.
Hello, beautiful.
Oh, hey, gorgeous. Hey, Larry, you know, since we're doing the post again, you're going to have to put the 10, let me know the 10 minutes. I got my phone right here, okay?
Okay, so I'll just text you that then, okay?
Text me and then you're going to do the banner for my 10 minute mark.
Well, you're not on the same. That's why I asked you, did you want to do switcher or did you want to do?
I forgot. No.
I'll have to edit.
I'm
going to make a better lighting here.
Okay. Hey, Sheila, quick question.
Yes.
Can you go horizontal with your phone? Do you capable of doing that?
There yeah, is it?
Perfect.
That's perfect.
Okay. Beautiful. I don't have a stand that I used to have. I'm not quite sure where it is.
Okay, maybe. I'm sorry.
I'll try to work something. Okay. I can just hold it if it's okay.
You sure? Yeah, I mean, was the vertical better for you?
Anything is fine for me. Okay. We'll do it. My thing is that I'm just trying to prop it up where it would be. Where I wouldn't have to hold it, but I'll be okay.
Well,
oh, I'm just looking at the wrong place. I'm so used to looking up to the right until now I have to look down to the left, I think.
Okay, there you go. And if you swipe it, you'll see you both, you know.
Let me try that. There we go. Okay, and it's going to be like I'm keep looking up because I'm so used to looking to the right. Mm-hmm. But with it being horizontal, do it now look like I'm looking into the screen if I look this way?
It looks very nice.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, one sec.
Okay. I just got to know when the 10-minute mark so that I can start the inspirational.
Okay.
It should be...
How, you know what I can do? I'll just, hey, Mamali, can you see this?
Yes.
Okay, I'll type in 10 minutes.
Perfect.
Okay.
And then that way I know. Then all you right. Can start doing the count from there like you've been doing. You want to do it on the phone or you want to do it right there?
Oh, I'll do it right there.
That'll be perfect. Okay. That's perfect. Great. Are you ready? Welcome, Sheila. Thank you so much.
Okay, Sheila, go ahead and get settled, and they're going to show. Go ahead, y'all get started, and mm-hmm. I'll be recording it.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm ready when you're all done. I'll forget about this settling. I'll just hold it.
Are you comfortable?
Oh, we will be. We'll be okay. This is Miles, so we'll make it work.
All right, I see.
Now, would it bother it moving a little bit every now and then? Mm-hmm. That's not... mm-hmm. No, okay.
You sound just like my auntie in Georgia. She lives, I think it's Key. Is it a Key West? No, not Key West. She used to live there. But she's in Georgia now. Uh-huh. And you know, where is my husband's aunt? Where does she live? Sometime part of Georgia. Ah, but anyway, y'all got that same kind of accent.
You know,
you sound just like her.
A lot of folks tell me, they ask me, am I a radio personality? Mm-hmm. And I said, no.
You know, the thing about it, she went all over. She's a her husband was a military man, so she went everywhere. So her accent picked up, and you sound like identical to her. My husband, when he hear you, he's gonna know the same thing.
Okay, we'll fool him one day.
That's right. It's something that we're just meeting, sis.
Yes,
for the first time, I feel like I've been knowing you forever.
Yeah, I know. It's just I run into so many ladies. And absolute matter of fact, before I called you, there was a young lady who called and asked, could another lady who have alopecia reach out to me? And I said, absolutely. So it's just, I just love our tribe, our Baldy tribe.
I do. And you know what? I want to get with you after this because I want to, my cousin, he was like, I know that there's not just women. And I was like, yeah, I just hadn't gotten with the men yet. So if you got some men connects, let sister know so that we can let the audience know that, hey, men are welcome on this platform as well.
Absolutely. They are hard to come by sometimes because men are just, they never looked at their baldness as alopecia or anything.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, sometimes if you try to grab them in and say, okay, come and be a part of the group, they're like, okay, I'm just bald.
And you know what?
It's really more of a struggle for women. Not that men do not struggle. I'm sure they do.
Right. Because we see them wearing their toupees. And sometimes, you know, it's not so much of our community.
Right.
You know, I see a lot of the, because, you know, our men, they'll, you know, do what they do. But you see a lot of the other Caucasian community wearing those, you know, toupees. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're right, sis. You're absolutely right. But I appreciate you calling and asking me to be on your platform.
Yes, I heard your story, honey, and I was like, I got to get her. And I got to, you know, looking. I was like, then I messaged you. I was like, that's her.
Aww.
So, yeah. And that lets you know that your story is getting out. Mm-hmm. Because oftentimes we wonder, you know, we know that we're not just talking. And we know that we want this to go global.
Yes.
But we really, really want to know. And the only way sometimes we can know, because, you know, we're going outside of our circle, mm-hmm. is for people like me to reach out to you and vice versa, mm-hmm. you know, because that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
It's
and that's
good news.
That's what we have to do. We just have to find that strength to come outside of ourselves and then to be able to encourage others.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what we're doing, he's setting up.
He's setting up.
Okay.
Because he's setting up.
Yeah. So I saw Tracy. So
me
you
too.
Had
yeah.
Did you have Angie as well? Was Angie on there?
We have Angie, we have Anita.
Yeah.
You are in September. So you part of the alopecia month. I patterned exactly how I wanted it. And I wanted Angie and I wanted you for the alopecia month.
Oh, thank
you. And I was so glad that you committed and you accepted the invite. I was so happy.
Thank you. Well, that's part of our purpose though. And you know, I know we'll get more into that as mm-hmm. we start the mm-hmm. But yeah, you know.
You know, the questions. Everybody has some of the same questions because, you know, it's a foundation question, but some of the different questions that you ask each person, you can tweak a little differently because of the person. And that's what I was looking at you, you know, because I asked God to help me to be able to basically you want to be transparent and connect solely and wholly with the audience. Right. And in just a little chat that we had, it was tweaking that I wanted to talk to you. So yeah, and we may not even get through most of them. I know we're not.
It's okay. You know, because
we leave for the Holy Spirit.
It's funny you said that, because my point was, I was looking at the questions and I said, the whole point of us talking to the encouragement them is giving them your whole authentic self. Yeah. And it doesn't by writing your words on a sheet of paper. It just becomes by just speaking your truth, speaking your realness and your experience. So I'm never a on the screen type person who like to always, but when I think of the purpose, then I got to get out of myself and then focus on the reason why we're doing it.
And that's right. Because you know what, you be on different platforms and you sometimes it's different. Each time is different. Let me just say that each time is different. I never get comfortable sitting in this chair. I never get comfortable with interviewing it because I'm always saying, God, did you really want me to do it? And any time that you get so settled and so comfortable, I believe that's a time for you to go do something else.
Well, that could be, or to perfect what you're doing. Because again, we just got to just follow that spirit within, because we know that's the Father speaking to us. Mm-hmm. So can't overanalyze where we are. Just keep conversing with him and saying, okay, Father, where would you have me be? Or better yet, what is the purpose on why I'm at?
Yeah, you know? on a daily.
Mm-hmm. So it's okay, sis. I think you're doing great. You know,
thank you.
I thank you for answering his call to, you know, to start this platform. And it's never too many. That's for sure.
You know, because when I came out to welcome my new journey, that's when I met you guys. Mm-hmm. I did not know it was a whole community. Baby. And I was just flabbergasted. I told my husband, I said, baby. And then I was reading you guys' pages and stuff. And I was like, these people are walking around like this.
Yes.
I asked myself, what was I afraid of? Because I had to, you know, I tell it all the time, I had to repent. Because why was I embarrassed? You know, I had to ask myself that. And the questions, you know, it made sense to me at the time. Mm-hmm. But I feel like, you know, you don't want to waste time. You know, I turned 60 and I began to put energy into the work. And I say, I don't know if I got 10 more years or 10 minutes, but I'm going to make it work. You understand?
That's right. So that's all you can do.
Yeah. That's when I pushed.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's all you
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Derek, because he had told me he was having some little difficulty.
That's fine. I've been on several little Zoom. I told my friend, I said, between 6 and 7, I'm going to be on the Zoom call, you know, and I actually said between 5:30 and 7:30, mm-hmm. you know, because of those, sometimes you don't, you know how it'll pan out. And be honest with you, I need to get on one with my family so we can set this family reunion.
Oh, when is that? When are y'all planning that?
Oh, we do one every other year, and with this pandemic, it's been quite hard.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to plan this one, the July of next year.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's good. You know, a lot of people, I found out, you know, during the pandemic, they found some creative ways, girl. You know, like they had planned, you know, some Sundays they have every Sunday the families get together, so they made a Zoom. Everybody had their own food.
Yeah, we've done that. We actually had wine nights, you know, where we have a glass of red wine and talk and chat.
I like that.
We've done several days. You get quite creative when you're stuck in a place where, mm-hmm. you know, you're limited to where you can go or what you can do. So
yeah, I like this. What is it? Sip and snack or something like that.
Sip and paint.
That's another one too. That's another one. And, you know, I found it was great to see the different artists. Mm-hmm. His name escaped me, but I'm sure you know who I'm talking about. He's a light-skinned guy. He wears a hat. And he was doing a different DJ's spots. It was, DJ Calvin. I can't remember his name.
Yeah.
He was, girl, my husband and I said one night, it was a Friday night, and we were literally felt like we was at a real concert.
Yes, yes. And they have, now those have been very popular. They even had the competitions where you had the rappers.
The mic or something like that. Yeah, lyrics or something. It was good. It was good. Yeah. And, you know, now you're getting back out to the swing of things. But I pray that what, let me see if I can make this bigger on my end.
Yeah, and I'm a.
You say you're just going to let me be big. Yeah. That's better.
Are you getting a little closer, sis? That's what we needed, to get you a little closer.
Mm-hmm. I opened it up some. Yeah.
I was trying to see what I had. I had a what do you call that? The thing that like a pod that you put a camera on.
A ring light?
It's like, no, not the ring light. It was just a regular little pod. Camera. And
do you want to go get it while we set it up?
What that one is, but I'm gonna go run and get the one that I can probably use for a minute. That would be better than this.
Okay, babe.
Hold on 1 second.
You're perfect.
Give me 2 minutes. Sorry about that in your face.
You're perfect.
How this will hold up, we will see. All sorts of maneuvering here. Are you there? Did you all start?
No. Mm-mm. Okay.
I don't want to hold her up.
You're not. You're fine.
Let me see how it works this way. The thing is, it looks like I'm still have to hold it, but it'll be okay. At least I don't have to hold it so close. Let's see if this works. Now, are your Zoom calls limited?
Well, my calls are on a 30-minute because, you know, we're filming for a part one and a part two tonight.
Right.
That's why I was out. So it's a 30-minute. And what he's going to do when you see that little 10-minute mark coming in, that's when I'm going to wrap it with us and I would give an inspirational moment.
Okay.
That's when I give my inspirational message. Okay. I just open up with the welcome to share and just the regular pleasantries. Okay. And when I, you know, start with you, I'll, you know, say, you know, welcome, Sheila, and happy birthday.
Uh-oh. Did I knock you off? Oh, I almost knocked you off there. It just don't want to work with me for some reason. It worked the whole time. So I'm not sure.
I see you.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to tap this and I'm going to stop moving around before I mess something up here. Are you there?
I hear you.
Yeah, that's the part. I'm going back in this email to make sure that track, because I don't know what I just did. There you are. Mm-hmm. Can you see
me? I see you.
All right. Well, it must be meant for me to hold this today because apparently none of the options that I had, and I apologize.
Sometimes I had like a book.
You cut off. Say that once again.
Sometimes I had, before I got this, I had to get a new computer, sis, because my old one was not accepting. Uh-huh. And then I did the ring light. That's why I asked you about the ring light.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I remember those. Oh, now I'm looking at you backwards.
I had to go through all of that.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm looking at you a little bit backwards, but I think this one might work. It's just, you know, it'll be, I'm glad I had at least this minute to play around with it.
Because
I'm
for like, a reason.
Yes, see, that part, it absolutely.
It happens for a reason.
Yeah.
How's your day been going?
The day's been going pretty good, I know, but guess what that is? That is a blessing.
Yes, me too. Okay. I'm semi-retired, sis. Semi-retired.
So I'm working, but not working. And that's what I mean. It's like it has given me the opportunity to visit my mom. It has given me the opportunity to work in a community. Yeah. It has given me the opportunity to do some things that this job just would not allow me to do because I was working so much. And even on the weekends, I could not get a break. But this may not make sense, but God bless me with carpal tunnel. I would tell you why.
You know what? Listen, everything comes from God. Is good. He allows it.
Listen, so you know,
your disability.
Yes, ma'am. You know how it says, you know, he'll make the bad turn into good, uh-huh. Or you know, similar to. And my thing is that I had the surgery on both hands. I actually did have carpal tunnel, but baby, it just went on. And since I had this carpal tunnel, they were just acting up. I knew they was going to want to release me because I was limited for a period of time, mm-hmm. But I for over 6 years. And I'm like, okay, now why is a problem? You know, you all work me day and night and people leaving and I'm so doing extra hours. So it is what it is. God found a way to make the bad and turn into something good. And I've been riding around vacation. I've been to the little safari. I visited family. And, you know, I did get a settlement, you know, with this carpal tunnel issue. But again, to God be the glory.
Yeah. You know, what you're saying is he uses the foolish things to confound the wise.
Yes.
You know, and that's what we, it may sound foolish to someone else, but God said it makes sense to me.
Yes. And it feels good.
It feels good.
Because, you know, he's working it out.
He's working it out. And sometimes says, you know, with your carpal tunnel, we ask God to do something, but we don't tell him how to do it, okay? And he came through, but he came through with carpal tunnel. But thank God, the Lord said, I'm still working out.
Yes.
And that's what it is, because at this age, you know, I said to God, you know, our kids are grown. We got a granddaughter. You know, the thing about it is, I said to God, I want it in my latter years, because in our early years, I don't know about you, but we did stuff to take care of our kids. We got jobs that we didn't want, you know, but it was a means to an end. Mm-hmm. And see, at this time, I said, Lord, I want to do ministry. I did not know if what capacity mm-hmm. allow it to happen. Yes. Okay. Through alopecia, it came through the different elements I was dealing with my body. And that's why I'm on, you know, semi-retiring. And I'm just saying, okay, Lord, I'll do whatever you want me to do. Mm-hmm. But I knew I wanted to do ministry. So it being semi allowing me, because I was working a lot. Mm-hmm. I was a manager. So what they tell you at Walmart, the assistant manager at Walmart, really the store manager, actually. So I spent hours and hours at that store and I couldn't do anything. By the time I came home, you know, I was exhausted.
Yeah. Right. And he finds a way you have to ask, because I have asked. I'm like, Father, you know, I mean, this is a lot. Give me strength. Give me a strength. And it's like, yeah, I'm going to give you even more than that, you know. And then my thing is that, you know, it's so funny because at the time you don't see it. Mm-hmm. But when after it comes to fruition, mm-hmm. it's like you look at it like, oh, Dad, you were showing off. Look at you showing off.
You say dad too. Do you call him dad?
Oh, yeah.
Girl, that's my daddy.
Baby. Oh, Dad, you showing off today.
That's daddy. You know. And that's what I'm thankful for, because, you know, I tell people every little girl needs a daddy, needs to say daddy. Little boy needs to say mommy. And we grew up with our father in the home. So, you know, that word was not there. Mm-hmm. So as I developed my relationship with God,
that was there.
And it flows so freely.
It does.
You know, and I just thank him. You know, I just thank him.
Mm-hmm. It feels so good. And, I don't even put a title on it. I don't put a face on it, because, you know, all outside of what we've grown up before slavery times, baby, our people and our ancestors had this spirit and knew who it worship, and it was within more than anybody could change the word for. And I'm saying all this to say that as in my growth, as I go, God, I'm not perfect, but in my growth and my relationship with my dad, it just becomes a point where as no one could put a face or a title on that connection and that spirit I have with a higher being.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I definitely say God, and I definitely say the Father, but I also use the higher being. And I also add my ancestors to that.
Yeah.
You know, say that it's, you know, first of all, God first, mm-hmm. and Father, thank you for having given me the spirit of my ancestors and giving me the spirit of my twin sister. And the whole spirit. Spirit, I'll take spirit.
Yeah, yeah. Everything encompasses that, you know, because once you become in relationship mm-hmm. with God, once you get in relationship with God, then you begin to understand. You ask for the ways of God. Oh yeah. My God, girl, I'm telling you, it's beginning to hit. So this whole platform came about as a result of, you know, my ministry.
Right.
And things that I asked God for, you know, on the course of that ministry, the Lord let me know that this is the way he wanted to be done. And this is the way he wanted to bring it out, because I had doors closed in my face.
Mm-hmm.
You and know, churches, you know, would not allow, you know, and they say, come and bring your gift. And we are the body, you know, all the fingers are working, you know, we part. But then when you get there, then the conversation shifts. And I said, wait a minute, I worked in the church all my life without having the title, quote unquote, of a minister. No, then when I became one, I couldn't work. I said, no, this is not, that doesn't even make sense to me.
Right.
You know, so the Lord gave me a new platform. He said, I validate you. You seek that from no one but for me. And now I just flow. I don't worry about, you know, what comes or what goes. I say, Lord, are you proud of me?
Yes. And the thing is, we do tend to lean to our own understanding. So because when we figure that when we walk into the church and God, because this is where your word is, this is where I know I need to be. But that doesn't always mean that, you know, that is what he had for you. However, we just have to go through it to understand where we need, where our steps need to be to get our nose. See, our nose are a good thing. We had to go through those things to get our nose and say, no, baby, not there. No, baby, not there. Baby, right there.
You keep going.
You
know? You keep going. Because all of us have a gift to reach the lost at any cost.
Mm-hmm.
We have to seek that gift and where he wants us to be from him. So when the Lord called me, he called me to community. And I didn't really realize it because I was working with the community before I was called. And when everything started evolving, I said, I see now. Because I appreciate what you said when you said the no's. Had you had yes, then you would have stopped and you would have settled.
Yeah.
But the no's keeps us going. It keeps us. Keep us standing forward, keep us in step, really.
That's
the rhythm of the beat.
Yeah, that's pretty much his roadmap sometimes. And we got to watch how we look at it, because the no's are do not turn on that street, do not turn stop, you know, and then it tell us when to go. So it's just a matter of sometimes when we see things, and again, you go back to that, lean not to my... to thine own understanding, because of the fact that we look at it, man, this don't make sense. Why? I'm trying, Father. Then you go through the law, Dad, I'm trying, but these people won't accept me, you know. And it's like, listen, child, just keep moving
mm-hmm.
forward.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's it in a nutshell, I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. And it's a daily thing. It's something that I see daily. That's why daily bread, you see what I'm saying? Words mean something to me now. When I normally would just call words, or when I normally, you know, before I came into knowledge and understanding of God's word, you would say, well, I read chapter this and you know, but what did you get from? And that's why when the Lord gave me the inspirational moment, because as a minister, you know, you can walk this puppy and you be all out of time, right? And the Lord said, no, I just need you to inspire.
Right.
I just need you. Inspired. And I said, okay. And the word be inspiring me says, I have to, when I'm, you know, doing the work and writing it out, I have to stop, because I said, God, this is good.
Mm-hmm.
This is good. You know, and I pray that it comes across and gives it to me, because that's all what it's meant to do, you know, is to give it to the people of God, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. And isn't it such a reward though? you know, like when you speak from your heart on what God allows your heart to say, not just our own opinion
mm-hmm.
or our own view, but when you just do what you know in your spirit he wants you to do, just the reward of just seeing the faces, just the reward of someone saying, thank you. Mm-hmm. You know, I needed that. It's a reward. It's a reward that no man can really replace or take away or, you know, be able to top. You know,
well, you know just, what, sis? Let's do this here. Let's just roll with this. Absolutely. I don't know where we are, but we're just going to pick this up.
Okay.
In being a part of the family of the Alopecian, what is your story? How did you get started?
Well, I will say, well, as far as my story, as far as the hair loss, or how did I get started with the alopecia?
I did start with the alopecia. When did you realize that you were dealing with the alopecia?
Okay. Well, I had thinning in the family. My mother had thin hair. But as far as for me, I knew when I was having my daughter, or right before I was having my daughter, and I thought maybe, you know, I had a bad perm or something mm-hmm. that happened that I wasn't supposed to have, but it was thinning. And but again, thinning in the family, tried to cover it up. Mm-hmm. And then when I had my son, that was maybe about 4 or 5 years after that, you know, then it really started coming. I would shower or I would do this mm-hmm. and it would fall out in my hand. My hair would literally fall out in my hand. Mm-hmm. So as far as the walk continued, then my twin got sick. And I think all this is associated, not all of it, but some of it was associated with stress as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Because when my twin was getting ill, I noticed that again, my stress level, even though she was there to absolutely keep me positive and strong, it just became hard. I was losing weight. I was losing hair. And because I was stressing.
And so you associated that with problems possibly why you were losing your hair. That's one
even more. No, it just added to it. Mm-hmm. It just added to it and became worse. Now my twin, her hair was thinning as well. I'm the only one who chose to shave it all off and get bald. And what transpired in that time for me to make that decision is that I was at work one day, and then these ladies were talking about this Caucasian guy, and he had spots in his head. And they said, well, why do he go around with these spots in his head and all this? And I had to step, because I was fighting this struggle while they're talking about this young man, mm-hmm. this young man. And I had to go and say, you know, you guys, he has alopecia. And I got a little inkling like, okay, you might need to start telling your story. Yeah. Then that was just an inkling, because I didn't want them to, I almost took it personal, because I didn't want them to think this was a joke. It could have been just a stroke, right? So I'm home and get to a point where fast forward, I think it was months later, ended up getting sick, and I wasn't feeling well. And I told myself, you know what happened to me? If something would ever happen to me, and they had to take me into emergency. See, I have the, and I get it mixed up sometimes, the male pattern baldness.
That's what I have.
Whereas the, it's the estrogen, I can't even pronounce. Generic alopecia. Yeah,
that's it.
And I was diagnosed with that a while ago, and they wanted to give me shots and so on mm-hmm. and so forth. But fast forward, when I got sick, I said to myself, I said, you know, if they came and got me, they're not worried about this wig on my head, this band on my head. This is what you're going to look like. And I've already developed the male pattern baldness. You know, I said, so they will take you looking just the way you are. Mm-hmm. And so I had to bald it up. And then I got this spiritual. It was scary. I was thinking about this guy. My twin was not there to comfort me. And I got in spirit conversation with her. You know, and it was like, sis, mm-hmm. just go cut it. You know, it was like a spiritual conversation mm-hmm. I'm having with me and my friend. Just go on and cut it. You know, you're going to be fine. And we always joking, and I'm always looking silly. And a lot of times I got to laugh at some things to make me strong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
If I'm scared, I have to laugh mm-hmm. to get away from the scary, mm-hmm. make a joke out of it. And so anyway, fast forward, and you stop me if I'm going too far with this story here, dear.
Oh, no, you're fine. I mean,
But when I got there and I decided to make a call with her spirit, she said, you're going to be beautiful. Just do it. I have not seen bald women. So that one made it scarier. I have not seen bald. I did see Wakanda. I will say that. I saw Wakanda. And when I saw Wakanda, I say, man, these women probably cutting their hair for the movie.
I know.
Some beautiful Black women. Yeah. I kid you not, that was the only bald I saw. And so with all this going on, with me having this spiritual with my sister and laughing, and then I finally shaved. I used an eyebrow pencil to shave my whole head, to shave the rest of it off. Mm-hmm. And so she and her spirit says, you're beautiful. Wow. And then I said, yeah, you just stand there. What am I going to do with this head? You know, and, you know, that's just, I tell you, I thank God for allowing me that spiritual connection with her still.
But you need.
You know, I mean, I wouldn't go out in public talking to myself like she's there, but
right.
I'm home alone, uh-huh. Yes. So I cut it off and I was dating and I sent, and I don't want to say this was inappropriate. And when I said dating, meaning I wasn't committed in a relationship, I was saying two guys I've known for a long mm-hmm. time. So I decided, you know what, I'm gonna take a picture and I'm gonna send this to them. I said, you know what, I'm gonna send you a picture. I'm about to send you my reality. When I tell you, I had to go bold in my reality with people that I cared about. And I cared about their opinion about me, you know. So I sent this to these two guys, two good friends of mine, absolutely adore till this day. They get now, and I'm gonna go back just a little bit. I was married 26 years before I divorced. I'm 5 years divorced, and even my husband did not know the struggle I was having underneath my wig. Right?
You know what?
I mean,
I got to interrupt you right there because. I had the same thing. I did not allow my family to know. My husband, they did not know that I was dealing with this because I don't know about you, but I personally thought that this was not, I was not seeing what was happening. Mm-hmm. So before I could really admit to it for myself, then I opened it up and let my family know. But yeah, we are twin sisters and triplets or something because those are my feelings exactly.
Yes. And I would close myself in a restroom when I do. I knew it's my time. I made sure the kids were straight and in order because I knew I was going to be in this bathroom trying to figure out what I'm going to do with my hair. And so my son would send me a message. Mom, I know you're in your, I still have this message. I think till the day I got to look. Mom, I know you're in the room praying, but I'm just leaving a message to let you know I'm going by my friend's house. Little did he realize I was in that bathroom trying to figure out what I'm going to do with this head. But either way, fast forward, he never knew. I divorced. I sent these pictures. I went through the work thing. Mm-hmm. And listen to that. I sent these pictures to some friends of mine and they absolutely loved seeing me bald. They thought that was the most attractive thing that they seen on me. I'm like, but the hair. And they said, you have no idea of your facial features.
That's what is being said. I'm like, well, you got the hair for them. I'm like, well,
yeah.
What kind of hair?
Like, oh, that bald head. So either way, getting off of them, I said now, and between that, I'm like, how am I going to walk out like this? You know, I took the picture. So how am I going to walk out? And again, with my twin spirit, she says, you're going to do it bold like you always do. You're going to do it bold. You know, you're going to be okay. Just hold your head up.
Wow.
And I will tell you, Molly, I had to learn that all this that I was going through was still teaching my children, even though they were becoming adults.
That's right.
Because it was showing them how to deal with adversity.
Yes.
When
yes.
adversity comes and you go through stuff, you got to stand and hold your head up high and walk straight in it. Mm-hmm. If you hold your head up down, and all this was about in order for you to go, you're teaching your children. So it came off of me to how you're going to teach your children. You know, so
lessons come, they come and you don't have a clue how they're going to come, but you just have to just stay open to it.
Yes. Yes. So, you know, that happened. And I'm going to tell you now, with all that happened, I went to work. I told them, hey, listen, they're going to be this young lady coming into work. She's no one new. It's going to be me, except I'm coming with no hair on my head. I told him about alopecia, and all this stemmed from the young man that was at work, right? So I had to tell them. And so between him and my children and my whole worrying about my hair became, you got to be an example of how to deal with adversity, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So then I go into the website. I met this lady. I can't even recall who it was who told me about the Facebook page. I cannot recall who that was because I want to be able to give her, mm-hmm. the props, but I can't recall right now. God has it. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, told me about this group. It was Baldy Movement, mm-hmm. and with Nail, and I got into that movement, and in her group, I'm like, yes, I like this. So in that group, it ended up being, I met another person, I can't even think of her name, Elmore or something. She ended up saying that they were going to do a march with alopecians.
Okay.
In Annapolis, so Maryland. So we went out there. I was going by myself. I had no one going with me. I'm just going to go because I wanted to be among these beautiful baldies who understood my struggle.
Yeah.
So the Baldy Movement with Nail, I continue to go with her group. And then I met another Baldy group, and it just became, everybody was trying to do something, but then after a while it was getting hard to get people on board because of the time and the travel.
Yeah.
So I created the group called Baldies with Purpose.
So, okay. Right?
And, mm-hmm. and even though I was among some of the other groups, Baldy Babes, Keita Porter, she gonna choke me because I can't even remember the name of the group. I love you.
I know that's Keita,
and it was a young lady named Octavia Coins, I think her name. And I'm saying these are some of the groups that embraced me, and we were able to go out and support them on their Baldy walks, on their photo shoot. I'm gonna have to show you the magazine we did. Baldy Magazine. And so we did that, and we got on, and I said, no, I need to create a group called Baldies with Purpose. And this group is to encourage everyone to support these groups, mm-hmm. who are trying, mm-hmm. to go out there to advocate for alopecia. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you, my girl, Angie,
mm-hmm.
That thing right there.
Miss Angie Davis,
she has educated herself.
Yeah.
So when I did the Juneteenth event and my girls came out to support me in Juneteenth, and I say, Angie, I'm gonna need you to handle this table for if anybody has any questions, because baby, I can't even keep up with the things you keep up with. So let me tell you.
Yes.
I'm extremely proud of her. I'm extremely proud of my Tracy with that great spirit of hers. Just all my girls. And I call them my girls because I claim them.
Mm-hmm.
I claim my Baldy tribe. And
Angie kicked off alopecia month. Know that.
She did what?
Angie kicked off alopecia month. We started the first, she had the first Wednesday, and she was just so, we brought her back. She had the first two Wednesdays. So, she's rocking this third one right here. So she kicked it off.
You did right by that. I don't know if we can top her in, as far as the education part of it.
Yeah, she was great. She was absolutely great. And Tracy came out. She was the first guest.
Yes, I love them both.
Absolutely.
I love them both. I will say that I have learned to deal with so many different personalities, mm-hmm. with these ladies. And my thing is that I know that God put me in a place to be able to deal with all kinds of personalities. Mm-hmm. You know, just because we all are bald don't mean that we're going to have the same personality.
Exactly.
And we got the tribe together. We need to stay as a tribe because it's a beautiful thing.
It is.
But But I love the difference in the personalities. So
let me ask you this. When you say personalities, I think you definitely hit on something, because each one of us have our own understanding, have our own expressions and our own platforms and the way that the Lord had navigated all of us through. Because basically what we are all doing is helping those who are not free or who are feeling like they, you know, still, you know, afraid. We're helping them, let them know, hey, it's freedom over here. It's a no judgment zone.
Yes,
over
man.
Here. You know, but in the beginning, when, like you was talking about, the challenges that you face, how does Miss Sheila, when you first realized that you was dealing with this, daily, it's a daily conversation that I keep with myself. How do you go daily inspiring yourself on this journey?
Again, as I mentioned, to be honest with you, trying to be strong for us make me strong.
Yeah.
And what I mean is that when I know that I have to be an example, and that's not pressure. Mm-mm. I'm gonna be honest with you. When I say that he makes me an example, and in order for others to feel comfortable, in order for others to come up out of what they are, I can't stand there with my head down. And I don't want it's to, so because it feels good to be free.
Mm-hmm.
So my daily walk is, to help me to do this daily, is to just say, it's not just about you.
That's it, because, you know, we think about this faith. You know, faith is a things, hope, and the evidence of things I've seen.
Yes, ma'am.
So it's not about you. It's about our not yet. And our not yet is what we don't see. Our not yet is a person that I feel the Holy Spirit. Our not yet is the person that we have not yet met. What we're speaking into our not yet. We're speaking to that person that we haven't met. So when we do meet, our spirits will already be all ready for each other. You know, it's just like shifting the environment to making sure that it's conducive to what we're trying to do. And that's what we're making ourselves daily. As we continue to walk this walk, as we continue to take this journey, we are waiting on whoever's going to come aboard. I'm always having an open seat on my bus, an open seat on my platform. You know, just the other day, sis, I was just in the neighborhood, and I was just talking to a young lady. And I know her, you know, she's a neighbor on another street. We're in the same subdivision, but I forget sometimes that I'm
home. Yes.
So I haven't seen her. I'm so free. I haven't seen her. Right.
Yes.
And I said, and I got ready to walk up, cause I was walking my pet. Right. And I said, oh girl, by the way, I have amnesia. And she, I do too.
I forget.
But she's not free. But she's not free. She's not ready to come out yet.
Okay.
But she has it. We began to talk. And so I asked her, I said, would you mind coming? She said, well, I'm not free. But as we talked, she was telling me her other story.
Yes.
She's a cancer survivor.
Yo, come
so
on.
So I say, sis, it's not just about alopecia.
That's
right. It's about inspiring.
Yeah.
And she said, but I do a lot of volunteering so that I can tell my story. I said, girl, guess what?
Yeah.
I got a spot for you.
Yeah.
I have one more spot this year left. Yeah. This year is already booked, sis.
Uh-huh.
I just started a platform in July because I told the Lord, I said, are you sure? And the Lord said, yeah, he made a way. I mean, yeah, I don't even know.
See, yeah,
I had to do like you. I just reached out. Yeah. And the Holy Spirit said, he connected us. So I had one more spot, and I said, I got one more spot for this year. Would you be my guest? And absolutely. This girl, she's a beautiful soul.
Yes.
She's a guest, and she feels she completed the year.
Yes. Now, you said about cancer. I met a young lady, and actually we ran into each other twice. Her name is Rose Love, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she is an advocate for cancer because she's a baldy, but it's via cancer.
Yes.
So she asked me, would I ask some of my baldy ladies to help and assist her in something that she was trying to do. And what I love about my ladies, they were on board. Yes. I sent it to the group. Now, the group that I have, Baldies with Purpose, is more internal. Mm-hmm. It's not a Facebook page.
Okay.
It's of a chat group. Mm-hmm. And I do that because I want us to be able to discuss what it is, what we want, what's the purpose of what we're doing. And you don't always want to just put that out on Facebook. Right. You want to get those.
That's the beauty.
Yeah. So speaking of the cancer, you know, Baldies, there's National Cancer Baldy Rocks or something of that sort. I hope I don't have the name, her group name wrong, but there's another group as well when it's speaking about Baldy's Rock, but it's with cancer.
You know, and that's what the Lord allowed me to be able to say, because, you know, a lot of times when people look at me even before I knew anything about alopecia, when I saw a bald person, I assumed and immediately went to it's cancer. That's what most people do. And now this is a platform that the Lord has given us to educate everyone, you know, regarding. And so with this, with mine, the Lord let me know, because I was crying and I was sad, you know, before I came out and confused. And he said, well, at least you didn't lose yours through cancer. So I want to make sure that I put it out there. I don't diminish cancer in any way.
That's right.
That's not my testimony. Mm-hmm. Lord said, you lost yours through alopecia. And I thank God, because God knows each of his children. He knows what each of us can handle. And that's what I thank God for. I had a sister pass away with cancer, and it was very hard for us. But I thank God that I'm losing my hair through alopecia. And it's not a death sentence. You know, that's why I had to repent. Because, you know, I'm just losing my hair. Some people lost their lives.
Yes.
And I had to say, God, forgive me.
Absolutely.
That's why it's so important to me to speak truth to power. You know, yes. It's strength in what we're going through, because it wasn't easy.
No.
You know, getting to this point, you know, honestly, it wasn't.
And you are absolutely right, because easy it was not.
Oh.
Again, like I said, I may laugh and I would smile, but it has been a struggle for a long time. Yeah. So those who are not ready to come out yet, I understood.
Yes.
Because it took me a while. And if it wasn't for me to see in this young man, and if it wasn't for me, you know, to think about my twin and our thinness, and me realizing that, okay, I gotta be strong. Let me just say this if I can.
Yes.
And I hope this doesn't take anything out of line. I think I remember reading something, and it's talked about the young you. What would you say to yourself?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Am I able to answer?
Question. Yeah, the two-part question was, I always liked for people to, if they could go, you know, speak backwards.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times it's not, you know, people don't think that way.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to go forward, you have to think back sometimes.
Yeah.
So I had a two-part question. Yes. The first part was, if you could speak to your younger self, what would you tell you? And if you could speak into your future. But I want you to answer just the part one. If you could speak to your younger self, what would you say to her?
Well, I will advise her, my younger self, that things, you're going to have a few bumps in your growth. Okay, but there's this one verse that it says that I remember in and I don't know if I would have understood it back then, but I had to go through in order to share what I would share with the person when I was younger, is that the race is not given to the strong.
The swift of the strong.
Race is not given to the swift of the strong, but to those who endure it. Into the end. Mm-hmm. And that would be one message, because it's like we got to endure a lot. There're gonna be some things we're gonna have to endure, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to keep the faith and trust that you're gonna come through that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my evidence, because of now, is like I've endured some things, but guess what? There's been some people endured worse.
Exactly.
And I mean, who had to go through worse. But the thing is enduring.
Mm-hmm.
I will say to that
younger.
Stay your course. Absolutely. Keep the faith.
Yes.
Endure. And you will come out. You will. You got to keep that faith and trust that these bumps are just the roadmaps. These no's are just the roadmap where you need to be.
Mm-hmm.
you know, and it's like, ooh, wee, don't give up, because there's more, there's some stuff for you, girl, don't give up.
Side. And that's what's so blessed about, you know, what you just said, study your course, you know, because we are in this for the long haul, you know, whatever it takes, our faith is in it for the long haul. And you just tapped on the inspiration. I feel the Lord has given me this inspirational moment. He calls it putting on a new outfit.
Oh.
Okay. So, because it's a daily, where every day we put on something new, whether it's old, it's still something new. But as it relates to the word of God, it's a new word, it's a fresh word, it's a daily word. So this new outfit that the Lord is bringing forth today is coming out of Matthew 5:44. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. This came to me on because I try to be as transparent as I can. So I'm very relatable when I bring this word because of what the Lord has done in my life. So let me just begin by saying that God is so good. Yes, okay. He is so good. He is better than good.
Yes.
This morning I rose early, sis, and because my husband and I have been called in this season to shepherd one of God's precious ones, our granddaughter. She lives with us, and to be able to be a part of her, to teach her stability, to give her stability and to teach her respect and whatever else God wants us to impart in her, even still at this age, it's yet a much. Okay. But in having this responsibility, I am rising earlier in doing so, because I was getting up early anyway to get with God. But now, since school has started, we're doing it a little earlier. And I tend to have a little earlier tier to rest because I got up so very early, okay? But I recognize that as a little girl, even as a little girl, the Holy Spirit would speak to me always when I'm sleeping or when I'm resting, and he would give me a message. And this particular message, the Lord kept humming in my spirit. Oh, my God, he kept humming love. He kept humming love. And because this reads Matthew's 5:44, because it is talking about love. It says, whatever you do, love. No matter what happens to you, love. And it kept reeking in me. You see, when we may feel a certain kind of way because of the task that we have to perform, the cost that it takes, you know, to reach the results that are needed. And yet the forces that consistently works against us, you can become overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Okay. But no matter how much I repeated to God the circumstances, this and that, or what I was feeling, or what I was going through, I still heard God kept saying, love, love. Oh my God. I feel it because God was doing something. The word comes to me first, sis, in a way that I can't even explain it. But the enemy wants me, he wants you, he wants us to focus on the negative, even and not pray. He wants our prayers, and while we're focusing on the negative, our prayers are not as strong for those that causes us the pain. But when I stop focusing on the negativity of the issues and begin to change my prayers and really pray for those who despitefully use you or persecute you, I begin to feel the weight of the task begin to lighten.
Yeah.
Because normally when someone hurts you, says you say, Lord, I pray that they'd be fine. And you go on to the next. And then it becomes routine. But then you still get up and you still feel a certain kind of way. But what God is saying, I need you to really pray for them. Because release. It's not that you're praying for them, it's to pray, you're praying for yourself, because it's a release.
Yeah.
So you see, when the burdens become light, oh, halada boshata. God is doing something. God is letting you know that he's there. Your body becomes lighter and you have moved to a different place in your posture and praying.
Yeah.
You can feel that thing when your burden becomes lighter. You can feel
I've been feeling it for the last few weeks. Yeah.
Okay, so you can attest. So no matter what opposition you raise in argument to God, he still says to bless those who curses you. Do good to those who hate you. In obedience, the breakthrough comes to you. Why? Because you are now not subconsciously carrying the weight nor the pain And you are literally praying the right prayer.
Yes.
And now you can flow in his freedom of not being in a state of carnality, but releasing it to God. And he's allowing you to operate in him and not in your pain.
Yes.
This is what God gave me. So family, I need you to hear me, because some of you are going through the exact same thing. Your circumstances may be different, whatever it may be, but you are clearing, but you clearly got to wonder, is it worth it? But God is saying, yes, it's worth it, because he called you to it. God is giving you another test. He said, okay, now it's time for you to come up higher. I'm going to put you through this test. So he tests us, but he also brings be with us as we go through the test. It is amazing to me, just a slight focus on God while going through your valleys, how God will show his way, show up, and make you see, and allow you to see his way, and help you to release whatever you're going through. So family, I challenge you today to obey God's word and trust the process. Mm-hmm. We are not called to just love our friends, girl. That's too easy. That's not a challenge.
That's right.
Love everybody. Now, when we walk up on those challenges, we have to acknowledge them, and we have to say, God, now this is tough. So I'm going to need you to explain this a little bit more. Not more, but more.
More.
And the only way we can do this is be open and honest to God. I don't want my prayer closet acting funny or nitpicking.
He knows.
That's why he wants you to come. He already know what you're in there for. He just wants you to have this conversation with him.
Yeah.
Acknowledge your pain. Acknowledge your hurt. Acknowledge your disappointment. But we got to thank God. So I just want to thank you. We'll get back with you next week, sis. Yeah. We'll know that God is able, that God is doing it. And we're going to see everyone next week on Bald Beautiful Bowl, Molly V's Alopecia Journey. Yeah. We thank you. God bless.
Bless you. Thank you, sis.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Okay, let me stop the recording here. And
I started with some
movement going around. Is everything okay?
We did not know we was waiting on you us to go ahead.
Oh no, y'all had to go ahead. Y'all, I was recording. See up there that recording?
We didn't know. I was looking for a blue light.
Yeah, because the whole thing was, I thought you was gonna say go.
I did.
And I didn't do the open.
Oh. Okay. Well, I'm going to edit anyway. So.
So we were just chattering because she got up and I was like, she said, well, I guess, and that's why I sent you a text. I said, well, I guess he's still having difficulty. I don't know. I said, but let's just go.
Yeah. Just. Yeah.